بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقوم من الليل حتى تتفطر قدماه، فقلت له: لم تصنع هذا يا رسول الله؟ وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. قال: أفلا أحب أن أكون عبدا شكورا؟ متفق عليه. Continuing the discussion of this hadith, the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when asked why he exerts himself at night standing in salah until his mubarak feet would swell. To this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded: when Aisha observed that Allah has elevated your status, all your past and future sins are forgiven, so what is the need for you to exert yourself like this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, should I not be a slave of Allah who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? With regards to the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned, one is to make i'tiraf, to acknowledge Allah's ni'mat, to acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor. And thereby we verbally make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, what is more important than verbally making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, that the day is coming when we are going to ask you about our favors. We are going to ask you about the ni'mats and the bounties which we have granted you. In fact, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, لَن تَزُولَ قَدَمَ عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that the feet of no person will be allowed to move. No one will be allowed to move on the day of judgment, حَتَّى يُسَلَ الْأَرْبَعَ, until he is questioned, until he is interrogated about four things. And the things which Rasulullah mentioned, this life which Allah gave you, the youth which Allah gave you, the wealth which Allah gave you, the knowledge which Allah gave you. So this question is going to be about what? Not that whether you verbally attested to this and you made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how were these things utilized? More important than verbally thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mats, for his bounties, is to utilize the ni'mat, utilize the bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the correct manner. That is a more important way of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَلَىٰ, there are no comparisons or parables with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we can understand this by way of a simple example. A little child wants a toy, or he wants something. Sometimes the father can't afford to get it, but he makes a lot of effort. My child wanted something, so he makes the effort and he buys this expensive toy and he gives it to the child. The child profusely thanks the father, but thereafter puts the toy one side and ignores it. The father will get upset and angry. What kind of namakaram are you? So much of trouble I took to get this thing for you, now you're not utilizing it at all. There are no comparisons or parables with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us all this. Allah gave you the intelligence. Allah gave you the life. Allah gave you the youth. Allah gave you so much of ni'mats and bounties. How are you using it? One is you thank Allah for it, but how are you using it? Did Allah ta'ala give us these eyes to look at the daughters of others? Did Allah give us these ears to listen to music and to listen to haram? Did Allah ta'ala give us these tongues to utilize them correctly? Allah gave us all this, but how are we using it? This is why Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, اعملوا آل داود الشكرى. This is an ajeeb verse of the Quran. Allah ta'ala says, اعملوا, the word اعملوا comes from amal. Allah says, practically implement, اعملوا آل داود الشكرى, practically implement your shukr, show me your shukr practically. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala complains, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, very few people will do this. Very few of my slaves will practically show me shukr, will practically utilize the ni'mats and the bounties which I have given them in the correct manner. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, Aisha, should I not be a slave of Allah who makes shukr? What is shukr in this hadith? Standing in tahajjud salat and his mubarak feet were swelling. This was his way of showing shukr. So in other words, practical shukr. And what is more important, my respected brothers. Normally when it comes to the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to wealth, when it comes to the material things of this world, to some extent we realize that this is a ni'mat. A lot of times you go in gush, you meet somebody, by how's things going, you say, Allah's lakh lakh shukr. Allah's lakh lakh shukr means what? In that context, what he means is, mashallah, my business is doing well. Or my wealth is increasing. But when it comes to dunya, when it comes to the things of this world, the mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will give the wealth of this world to those whom he loves and those whom he doesn't love also. Allah will give the wealth of this world to those whom he loves and those whom he does not love also. Why? Because dunya has no value. Ya Musa, inna li ibadan law sa'alani al-jannah la atiitu bi hadafiriha. ولو سألني غلاف صوت لمعطه وليس ذلك لهوان له علي ولكني أدخل لهم من كرامتي يوم هذا اليوم. Allah Ta'ala addresses Musa alayhi salam and says, Oh Musa, there are some slaves of mine. There are some slaves of mine. If they ask me for Jannat, I'll give them the whole Jannat. But in this dunya, in this world, if they ask me not for the whip, but the hook on which the whip is hung, that also I won't give them. Not because they don't enjoy status in my eyes, but I want to save them from the danasat and the filth of this dunya. Allah's lakh lakh shukr, my wealth is increasing. That is Allah's ni'mat, no doubt. But dunya is not the only ni'mat. Dunya has no value in Allah's eyes. Allah gives to whom He loves, those whom He doesn't love also. What is precious in Allah's eyes? What is the real ni'mat in Allah's eyes is the ni'mat of deen. Allah gave you the tawfiq to wake up and come for Fajr Salah. Especially in the days of summer. How many people are deprived of this? How much shukr do we make for this? Allah gave you the tawfiq after Fajr to read Quran or to take part in fikr of deen or to sit in Ishraq and make your Ishraq namaz. How many millions and billions are being deprived of this? This is not your kamal. This is not your achievement. This is Allah's favor upon you. So to accept and to make atiraf and to acknowledge the ni'mat of deen, the tawfiq of amal, piety, taqwa, Allah's ta'alluq, the tawfiq to go in the path of Allah. How many people are selected to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is Allah's selection. So this is something more important that we should make shukr for. Recognize that Allah could have deprived me. Allah has given me tawfiq, Allah has given me hidayat. Allah has given me the ability to take my forehead and put it in the ground before Him. How many people are worshipping idols? How many people are worshipping stones? How many ni'mats of Allah there are? But more important than the ni'mats of dunya are the ni'mats of deen. To recognize this, to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, not to become proud. Not to become proud of your piety. To realize this is Allah's favor and Allah can take it away if He wants to take it away. And this is another very great, what ulama say, what we call thamara, benefit of making shukr of Allah. A lot of times you come across people, they say, bhai, manana make dua, Allah give me istiqamat. Allah give me istiqamat. I'm going in the path of Allah. Allah must keep me in the work of deen. Allah must keep me in tabligh. Allah must keep me in amal. I'm coming for fajr salah. Make my salah with jamaat. Allah must give me tawfiq. Allah must give me istiqamat on this. A lot of people, we hear this. Now one is to make dua for istiqamat. The other is, Quran has given us one nuskha, one prescription where Allah guarantees you that I will not take my ni'mat away from you. I will keep you in it. Not only keep you, I'll increase it upon you. What is it Allah says? وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ Your Rabb announced, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah says, I take qasam and oath, make shukr, I will continue increasing upon you. So one is dua for istiqamat. One is dua that we should not be deprived of Allah's ni'mat. The other is Allah is telling us, make my shukr, use my ni'mat correctly. Use my ni'mat correctly and I will continue increasing it upon you. I will not take it away from you. Allah give us tawfiq.